state, and his daddy died in December. Well, he was, I reckon he was 20 or 21, and because he went to, he out of the 11th grade, he went to the Navy. That was when they were getting all the boys in the Army, and he said he was not going to any Army. He had said that time and again, because Richard had written letters, William had written the letters that he was over there in all that mess, you know, Battle of the Bulge and all that. He said, well, I'm not going to no Army. He said, I'll join the Navy. Well, he left the high school, the 11th grade, and went in the Navy. Well, he had gotten back, been back about a year when his daddy died. Well, he just took over the farm. I was working uptown then because we had a good nigger, and I went to work up there during the war, you know. So I told him when he started there, and I said, do you want a dairy or do you want to raise beef cattle? Well, he had a good, real good professor that was mighty good to him out there, and was his main, well, he was the head of the dairy thing, and he told, he said, Richard, if your mother said you have interest in those cows, I think it'd be a good thing for you. Well, when he finished college, the same man come to me and said, what do you think about me getting Richard a job? He was married in the meantime. I said, Richard is grown, he's a married man, and I said, I'm living my life, he's got his started, just do what you want to. You, I said, if you and him, if he wants a job, I had told him I'd give him enough land to build him a house, and I'd given him half his interest in the dairy. I had built a grade A barn, I took insurance that I hadn't built it, and we had a good living. I said, now, that's between you and Richard. I said, I'm not saying another word. He's married. If and a man marries, he's big enough to make his mind up and do what he wants to, isn't he? So Richard said, well, since everything was like it was, why, he just decided he'd go on and build, and that's when he built. And he told, the professor told him later, said, I'm glad you made that choice, said, because your mother and I, we weren't going to do you either way. He's made a good living, educated too, well, on his third child now, so he's been happy. His wife is worried now because he don't make plenty of money. She spends a lot of money. You ought to go in that house. I've never spent money on mine because I've had too good a time. When I got my children up, I told them, I said, yeah, I'm going to go and do what I want to. And they were, all of them weren't, they had a good time. I mean, they had good health, they had good minds, and they had a good education. And boy, he finished state out here and there. And the girl, 22 months younger than him, she finished, and she went state 2 years, and then she went 3 years in training. And now she's 45, 6 years old, and the hospital she works for, she has earned 3 college credits the past year in heart. She's doing some heart work. See, she didn't have heart work, and she is, that's why she wants to get lined up. There's so many, much heart surgery, see? So, yeah, that's good enough, isn't it?
Well, let me ask you one more question. Do you think that a person's schooling or intelligence is usually reflected in the way they talk?
No, sure don't.
Do people usually talk better if they had more than when they've had more schooling?
No. Mm-mm. You can take, I have heard some of the smartest men, and I've known a good many of them, and you'd say they have a long talk, but bro, that you could just couldn't cut with a sharp knife. And honey, their mind was keen as a razor. That's right. Take this man right here that has this, you never think. He has written, said he's a millionaire that owns this C.Q. Shealy, Dr. Shealy. He's written several books. He's a millionaire, he and his wife combined, because he's written books and her people had plenty of money, all our money, and they are a millionaire. You'd see that man come up there and you'd talk to him. You said, well, he might have had a high school education. He leads a procession every year of the graduates. He's been doing that so long till they can't take it away from him. He's been retired 3 or 4 years. He has garden here, out here. He just grazes cows and raises hay. He lives up on 82. And he will come over here and bring us stuff. And I said, Dr. Shealy, you want a cup of coffee? Yeah. Comes in my kitchen and sits and eats just like you did. Sit there and eat homemade cookies and drink coffee. Education? It hadn't affected him one bit. What do you think about it?
I feel the same way. I talk with a lot of people and I think usually you don't learn to express yourself much better, or you don't say anything that make much more sense or any more truth if you try to use a lot of highfalutin phrases.
Right. That's exactly
it. I think
it.
If you really respect the subject, I guess you'll try and put it a little more simply, won't you?
Yeah.
That's where right. Everybody can understand it.
That's right. That's exactly.
Well, I really enjoy talking with you. I think you're a plain speaker and a really fine lady.
Well, you're nice. I need